Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The White House is moving one step closer to ending the war in Afghanistan. Tomorrow, President Obama is expected to unveil plans to bring thousands of U.S. troops home beginning next month. The president will also provide a blueprint aimed at giving Afghans control of their own security starting in 2014. For some insight on all of this, we're joined this morning by Vali Nasser, professor of international politics at the Fletcher School at Tufts University. He also served as senior advisor to the late Richard Holbrooke, who served as the special representative for Afghanistan and Pakistan. Professor Nasser joins us on the phone from Washington. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning.
The president said to be in the final stages of deciding today what to do about the roughly 97,000 U.S. troops in Afghanistan. Do you think he'll call for quickly pulling out the 30,000 soldiers that constituted last year's troop surge in Afghanistan?
I think that the president will bring out more troops faster from Afghanistan than was previously anticipated. The killing of bin Laden has changed the dynamic of the war. It now looks like we are breaking the back of Al-Qaeda, and financial pressures at home also has created a situation where the American public would like to see the war wind down.
In your opinion, what's the wise move for the president in terms of troop withdrawal?
Well, we definitely would like to bring some of the troops home. It is a mark of the success of the counterinsurgency campaign. That's how it was fashioned from the beginning, but too rapid a troop withdrawal could also change the dynamic of the war on the ground. The Taliban's back is not yet broken. They are still very aggressive, and it could make a situation in which the war could unravel in the other direction.
So how long do you think U.S. troops then might be in Afghanistan? Well, what do you think the president will suggest tomorrow along those lines?
I think probably the president would suggest a much more aggressive withdrawal, largely because the political situation in the United States and it supports such a withdrawal. The American public seem to be tired of this war, and it's financially very costly, and the killing of bin Laden does give us a sense of victory. But this is a long war, and it's not going to be decided this year or necessarily next year, and the balance of troops on the ground is going to be critical.
Is this more about politics or more about being able to say the job in Afghanistan is close to being finished? What's your take on the timing of this announcement tomorrow?
Well, the timing was decided actually when we send the troops in. In other words, General McChrystal told the president that by July of 2011, we will know that we are succeeding in Afghanistan because we will be able to withdraw some of our troops. And we are approaching July of 2011, and therefore, you know, whether the president announces this week or next week may not be so important. But this was a marker that was put on the ground from the very outset. And therefore, there is pressure on the U.S. administration to say whether we have succeeded enough to withdraw some troops or whether we have succeeded a lot, so it allows us to withdraw a lot of troops.
Quick last question. As you pointed out, the larger picture will call for Afghan forces to take over control of security in 2014. Do you believe they'll be ready?
They have made a great deal of progress, but the schedule for 2014 is probably too aggressive for Afghanistan, and particularly for the size of force that we have conceived to be necessary to maintain security on the ground. So I think it would be difficult to, at the pace we are going and at the level that the conflict is now unfolding, to reach that target in time.
Vali Nasser, professor of international politics at the Fletcher School of Tufts University. Professor, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.